The Best Part of the Day, narrated by Scarlett Fox, narrated for Cupido, in collaboration with Saga. Champagne and Violins by John Ledette. One day, John is feeling so happy that he wants to dance, so he attends a dance event at Ebeltoft Park Hotel. Because of his happiness and his budding sensitivity, a woman is soon making eyes at him. He looks her up and down. She has adorable laughing blue eyes and short, dark, slightly spiky hair, making her face look challenging and coquettish. She has a large, smiling mouth and beautiful teeth. She's wearing a short black skirt and a tightly fitting black blouse that emphasizes her jutting bust. Over the blouse, she's wearing a short red jacket, and her legs, oh, her legs, long, wrapped in black stockings and ending in the world's most wonderful luscious bottom. Wow. Not my type, I guess, John thinks. Wild birds always fly away from me. All the same, his eyes keep returning to hers. Maybe it's because tame birds yearn like me. John is honest enough to admit to himself. John walks over and asks if she'd like to dance. She gets up without hesitating, and they make their way out onto the crowded dance floor. It worked, she says. What worked? My eyes saying, come, I'd like to dance with you. Oh, so that's what they were saying. Well, there you are. Then it's a good job I noticed them. I'm John. Sif. They dance happily and closely together. Sif and John attract many a stolen glance as a number of others wish they could share in the happiness and openness they radiate. At the same time, though, most people are a little irritated by such abandon, as they don't allow such freedom for themselves. So, what do you do when you're not dancing with the ladies? Sif casually inquires. I was fired by our sales director a year ago, so now I'm doing research. That sounds interesting. What are you researching? I'll tell you. I'm working on myself and all the different aspects, states and feelings that I consist of. I'm gradually becoming happier and happier as I work through all the unconscious things that are inside me. And here you have the result of all my efforts. You like? You're an odd sort of fellow. So strange that I actually can't help liking you. But don't you feel completely schizophrenic when you start listening to all your inner voices? No, I actually feel more and more whole the more I listen to the different sides. I'm just like the Queen. Speak about myself as we. She snuggles fondly into him. Would you like something to drink? What about a glass of champagne? Thank you. But how do you know that's my precise cup of tea, so to speak? Sif asks. Well, you're like a beautiful tall glass, not to mention sparkling, of course. Sif blushes and smiles. They sit down at a table and enjoy a glass of bubbles together. What about some violins? Huh, just messing about. But what about an olive? Sif takes a bag of olives from her handbag. I love champagne and olives, she says. Blow me down if you're not an odd one too, but go on. Why not? John eats one. They enjoy a relaxed conversation together. Sif laughs often, and John laughs loudly. Something which attracts disapproving looks from others. Can't they be like the majority of people, quiet and reserved? They dance together throughout the evening. Out in the small hours, Sif whispers close into John's ear, "Would you like to come home with me?" For John.